Hello and good evening. I'm Melissa Idris.
And I'm Sharad Kutan.
You're watching Consider This, the show where we want you to consider and then reconsider what you know of the news of the day. Last Sunday, 17-year-old Ayn Husniza Saiful Nizam posted a video in which she voiced concerns about her male teacher's comments on rape. The teacher told the boys in the physical and health education class that Ayn was in, if that they were to commit rape, they should target those above 18. Ayn's video in exposing his comments was accompanied by the hashtag #MakeSchoolsSafer Place, and that's triggered a wider conversation about how we can begin to remedy the misogynistic cultural practices that are still present in our classrooms today. Tonight on the show, we're going to be speaking to an educationist, a gender equality advocate, about the steps we can take. But first, let's hear from Ayn Husniza herself. Ayn, good evening. Thank you so much for watching us, for joining us on the show tonight. Now, can I ask you, what made you feel that you needed to come out and expose what the teacher said? What prompted you to make the video in the first place?
Personally, for me, it was just my own self-righteousness. It was something that I myself viewed was wrong, and I needed to say something about it. Most people say that, like, or she just wants attention, I just want fame. But it's what I believe I should do. That's why I posted it.
Ayn, that's, you know, extraordinary for somebody of your age to be so fully aware of the parameters of what is acceptable and what is unacceptable. I don't mean to be condescending, I am impressed by your willingness not only to deal with this issue, but to deal with it in such a public fashion. Was and who was important in making the decisions to go public with this?
For me to go in front?
Yeah, to make the video, to talk about these issues.
It was just what I believe, okay? It's my mindset. Like, I believe when I posted that TikTok, I just wanted to say about how this teacher was saying inappropriate things in class. And suddenly, a lot of other students came into the comments, told me about how they experienced injustice, and the teacher itself there was no action taken on the teacher themselves.
Right.
A lot of people told me, like, they don't understand why this is a bigger issue. And I believe, with me, I have the privilege of knowing what is wrong and what is right. And I need to educate the other students on why this is such a big issue and it's not just something that is normal.
Right. Well, what did you tell them when they said, you know, they asked you why this is such a big issue, why you're championing this issue? What do you say to your peers, to your fellow classmates, about why it's important to speak up when you hear comments like this?
You need to speak up when you see comments like this, because this, you don't want for this to be normalized, which unfortunately is normalized in our society nowadays. A lot of other kids ask me, what makes this not acceptable? And I tell you, because this is one of the things that promote rape culture in our society right now. Things that people don't take seriously, but could actually lead to bigger and very bad results, such as the act of rape itself.
Ayn, do you think this is largely a problem of men and boys? That men and boys don't understand the seriousness of the things they say and its impact, especially on other people, women in particular?
Okay, so what some people might take wrong when they hear my story is that I am trying to condemn men and boys. No, that is not what I want to do right now. I'm saying this is a problem about education itself. These boys, they don't know what's between right and what is wrong. Men are educated to be this way. It means that the education system itself has failed them. It is not because of their gender. No, it's because our education system, our adults, our educators have failed us at this point.
You're absolutely right, Ayn. Adults have failed you, and we're sorry. We're trying to fix it. Let's try tonight. And I wanted to ask you, that hashtag, make schools a safer place, it's gone viral on Twitter. You know, in the days since you shared that video, have you heard similar stories? Have your peers shared similar stories about the treatment of female students? Was this something that resonated with other female students?
Sadly, I have actually accepted too much of kids in my same situation, and even worse than my situation, of kids that speak up and they tell this to their counseling teacher, but no action ever gets taken. And it's so sad because every time I read it, like I can't reply to every single story right now, which is why I want to start this movement to make other people care for each other, for us together to fight against this toxic mindset that has infected our society.
Ayn, are you getting support from your teachers or some segments of the school, or are you finding hostility directed at you because they feel embarrassed by what you have revealed?
At first, I have to admit the backlash against me has been enormous, not just from all over the country, but especially from my school itself. I understand this is something that you were taught as when you were younger. You thought this thing was normal, and therefore when I say it to you, you can't accept it. But it is already 2021. People can change and people can learn between what is right and wrong, even if you're an adult. And right now, after my father went and discussed with my principal and even my teacher themselves, they have agreed. They have accepted my view. Right. They agree that I should do this, I should spread more awareness. Because, you see, if those adults can change, why can't other adults change? But I have to say, like, right now, the backlash against me is mostly focused by my schoolmates. They have spread countless rumors against me, such as, and even teachers themselves before this, they said that I was apparently, if I was, they talked about my, they talked about how I was autistic. They spread the rumor and, like, they were trying to disvalidate about what I had to say. Like, some religious teacher even said that I had inner trauma, and to this, I have to say, why are you focusing the problem to me? They aren't even focusing to the problem of the teacher themselves, okay? Right. And even if I am autistic, that doesn't mean autistic people are stupid, okay?
And yes. I'm so sorry that you're going through so much and that you have to face the backlash, but we really appreciate you speaking out, and we are with you. Thank you for your time speaking with us tonight, and we appreciate you joining us on the show tonight. We're going to take a few minutes break, but more on Consider This in just a couple of minutes, so stay tuned.